There's plenty of technology out there for people who want to use renewable energy at home, but it can get a bit expensive, out of the reach of some families. So the state of California's Department of Community Services and Development, CSD, just announced a program to make solar water heating available to low-income families. Let's find out more about the mechanics of that system. Rachel Arizola is the Chief of Legislative and Public Affairs for CSD and our guest here on the Jefferson Exchange. Rachel, thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Has anything like this been done before?
You know, a partnership like this has not been done before. It's quite unique that we've been able to pull together various programs both at the federal level and the state level, and we're able to cover the entire cost of a solar water heating system for low-income homes.
It's the entire cost then, not just a matter of providing it at low cost?
Exactly, the entire cost. And part of the reason we're able to do that is because we've been able to work with a manufacturer based here in California, Chico actually, Fasco. And they've been able to offer us solar water heating systems at a lower cost. So the average cost of a system under the California Solar Initiative Solar Thermal Program is about $9,000. But we're able to attain those systems at a reduced rate of $3,700. So because we're getting the systems at such a low cost and we're able to essentially leverage two different programs, we're able to cover the entire cost of the system.
All right, so the partners are certainly CSD and FAFCO, and then who are some of the other partners involved?
Right, so the other partners are the California Public Utilities Commission. The Utilities Commission has a program under the California Solar Initiative, which offers incentives or rebates for households that install solar water heating systems. So that's one partner. Additionally, we're using the program under CSD is the Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program. And that's a federally funded program that helps low-income households manage and reduce their energy costs. And we administer that program through local nonprofits around the state. So the local nonprofits are actually the entities that are going into the homes and installing the solar water heating systems. And in addition to that, they're making additional energy efficiency upgrades in the homes. So the low-income homes, the families living in the low-income homes, are receiving multiple benefits under the program as well.
Now, the program you mentioned, the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, it's a mouthful. Do we still call that LIHEAP for short?
We do. You're right. It is a mouthful.
Okay. So the LIHEAP block grants, I remember reporting on stories on these years ago. They've been around for a while. Is this a new use of them, though?
It is a new use. It's a program that's been around since the 80s, and we're branching out and looking at the new technologies that are available. So this is just a pilot program at this time where we're trying to incorporate renewable energy. As you mentioned earlier, because of the cost barriers associated with a lot of renewable energy projects, that type of resource is just out of the hands of low-income families. So we're looking at ways where we can leverage this funding that's available to us to make the cost more attainable for low-income families and low-income homes. And if we're able to see the cost benefits under this program, then we may be able to fold that in as a regular resource of the program.
So it sounds like it's a combination of federal and state dollars?
Yes.
All right. So who lit the spark here? Who got this going in the first place and said, hey, why don't we try this?
Well, really, we were looking at various ways on, obviously, the LIHEAP program is to serve low-income households to reduce their energy costs. And the traditional way that we do that is through weatherization, making energy efficiency upgrades to households. So last year, actually, we were in a room sitting with the California Public Utilities Commission, and we were discussing programs that have the similar goals as the LIHEAP program. And we said, well, how do we serve California's low-income population and help meet our state's energy goals? As you know, the state has several goals to fold in more renewable energy into our energy resources in the state. And we really wanted to bring that opportunity to the low-income households in California as well. And so when we were in the room kind of having the conversation, how can we leverage these programs, We're able to take advantage of the California Solar Initiative Solar Thermal Program. And that program is basically the one that offers incentives for solar water heating. We've previously actually been able to install PV systems, which are rooftop solar systems on low-income households. However, the cost of those systems is quite significant. It's about $14,000 to install a system in one home. When you look at the cost of a solar water heating system, which is about $3,700, that's much more attainable, and we're able to offer that to more homes. So that's sort of how this program was born. We were able to bring all of the interested parties together, including the utility program, and the program kicked off in July of this year, and we'll be able to install solar water heating systems in 1,000 homes.
We are talking with Rachel Arizola, who's the Chief of Legislative and Public Affairs for CSD, the California Department of Community Services and Development, about a program to install solar water heating systems in 1,000 homes in California, low-income homes we're talking about. And you can join this discussion on the Jefferson Exchange. Maybe you have solar water heater at your house. Talk about the advantages or perhaps disadvantages of it. 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. So you just mentioned 1,000 people can be helped. Who is eligible then? What is the, some of the eligibility? What are some of the requirements, Rachel?
Sure. To be eligible, you must meet the eligibility requirements of both the LIHEAP program and the Low Income Energy Efficiency Program under the Utilities Commission, which is known as ESAP. And it's about 200% of the federal poverty level. So for a household of four, that's about $47,000 in annual income. And then you must meet some additional requirements. The program is available in 15 counties currently, based on some of the requirements of the program being under targeted enterprise zones. So there are certain areas within each county that we're targeting. And up in, I know that you're up in the northern state, northern part of California.
Shasta, Siskiyou, Humboldt, and Mendocino counties primarily, yes.
Exactly. So Humboldt County and Shasta County are included in this pilot program. And the first home that received a solar water heating system earlier this month was actually in Redding, so in Shasta County.
Excellent. Okay, that answers the question about where in our area. So Shasta and Humboldt counties for certain at this point. So were the 15 counties, you said there were certain conditions based there. Was actual geographic setting any factor in choosing those counties? In other words, counties that don't get a lot of sunshine, less likely to get the system?
Actually, the location or the counties that were chosen are more specific to the enterprise zones and where they're located throughout the state. The systems themselves work very well in most of the climates within the state, so that wasn't much of a factor in determining the locations.
All right. We have a phone call for you. Let's talk to Nicole in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Rachel Arizola at CSD, the California Department of Community Services and Development.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Hi, Nicole.
Hello. I was just wondering if this program would be transferable to Oregon. It sounds wonderful, but then I heard the conversation between the two of you about the fact that it depends if it's a good location or position to have the solar power.
That was my question, but the answer was no. It's got not to do. But the question is a good one, Nicole, about whether this is a template that certainly other states could follow, Rachel. I mean, you certainly sounds like you were able to pick a bunch of bits of responsibility and money from a bunch of different places. Is that a model that could be followed in other states, do you think?
Sure. It is a model that could be followed, and it's one that we're sharing with both our federal partners in other states that may be interested in bringing renewable energy into the fold of their LIHEAP programs as well.
Now, we talked about the eligibility requirements, and you said 200% of the federal poverty level. Will the homeowners have to pay anything?
No, there are no out-of-pocket costs for the eligible homeowners for the program.
Really? Okay, none at all. And now, does it have to be owner-occupied property? Can it be applied to rentals?
Rentals can be included. Just the additional requirement of making sure that the owner of the property signs off on the program, but it is available to renters or owners.
Oh, good to know. Okay, so you don't have to own your own home for this to happen. Is there a particular timeline for how long the installation must stay in place or anything like that?
Sure. The The life of the system is actually about 25 years. And so when your home is elected or you approve the installation, you agree to keep the installation on for the life of the system.
All right. So, for example, if it is a rental, the owner of that rental property then agrees this is going to stay no matter who the renter is.
Right. And I should mention that if it is a rental property, it's the rental property also has to sign that it will remain a low-income rental property for the life of the system.
Oh, okay. That's good to know. So they won't be able to jack up the rent, for example, when the people who got the installation move out.
Right, exactly.
All right. So you mentioned the hardware made by Fafco and Chico. How long have they been in the business, and is it a fairly stable system, stable business?
It is. Fafco's actually been in business for about 40 years, and this is a system that they've been installing for some time now. And we've seen the results and benefits. One of the great benefits of this system is that the homes will actually see an average reduce on their energy costs of an average of about $100 per year, and that certainly could be more. So one of the focuses of the pilot program is we're actually looking at households of around at least four people in the household, and that's because obviously the energy costs and energy use go up the more people that live in the home. So we'll likely see greater reductions in their energy home costs because of that.
All right, but if we're talking $100 a year in savings, then the system pays for itself approximately over 37 years at this thing. So it's not really terribly economical, it sounds like.
Well, again, it depends on the energy use. That's kind of a conservative average amount. In addition, when you're making the energy efficiency upgrades in the home through the weatherization, you're going to see additional savings because of that. So the system does pay for itself over the average is supposed to pay for itself over the life of the system, which is 25 years.
All right. I think you just answered the one of the other questions I had, which was whether there needs to be weatherizing too, and it sounds like there does.
There is. That is one of the benefits of the program as well. When our LIHEAP providers go in to install the system, they will also audit the home for other energy efficiency upgrades that can be made. So that could include installing insulation, attic, wall, floor insulation in a home which achieves greater energy efficiency upgrades, caulking, water heater blankets, heating and cooling system repairs, energy efficient lighting, that type of stuff.
All right, let's take another call. We have Brad in Ashland on the line. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Rachel Arizola.
Thank you. I have a used water heater, solar water heater in my backyard I picked up from the Habitat for Humanity store. I'm waiting to put it on my roof because I'm low income and I can't afford the standard cost of the system. But I'm also SOCAN, Southern Oregon's Climate Action Network, mm-hmm. and we're interested in all kinds of ways to address climate change. And this seems like a good idea to promote as much solar water heating as additional to the energy audit of the home to do the patch up the insulation and so forth. So I'm really hopeful that somebody up in Oregon can copy this system and we can get something installed here in sunny Southern Oregon that would get 1,000 rooftops collecting their solar hot water. I'm really pleased about this. So my question was, is the system that's going in, is it a simple thermosiphon system like a solar heart, the one I have? That one doesn't use pipes, pumps. It's just a preheater, really, for the water on the way to the hot water tank.
All right. Thanks for the question, Brad. Appreciate it. Rachel, what is the system that Fafco puts out there?
The system is a solar system where they put solar arrays on the roof. And the solar actually uses the sun power to heat up the water in the home. And then it goes through the normal water tank in the home and will heat the water through the solar arrays on the roof.
All right, so it sounds like a preheating system. It sounds like a preheating system like what Brad was talking about without pumps. So one of the features of it then is it's a relatively lower tech system. It's not nearly as expensive as we pointed out already, or it sounds like as maintenance intensive as a PV system would be, a photovoltaic system that actually produces electricity. Given that, though, are there any facts, figures on how often there are maintenance issues? Does somebody have to come out and look at the system once a year to make sure everything's working correctly, something like that?
Right. Actually, there are no maintenance issues associated with the system. So it's very low maintenance. There are no requirements to clean it once a year. Once the system is installed, it's self-maintaining, and you don't have to worry about it.
And how many have been, you said 1,000 can be installed, and you mentioned that the first one was installed in the Reading area. So how many have been installed thus far?
Interesting you should ask that. The first one actually was installed earlier this month. That is the only system that's been installed thus far. However, the agencies have started to receive the referrals from the utility companies, and so we should be hitting the ground running here, and more systems should be installed any day now. So the system's just kind of, the program's just kicking off this month, and more of the installs should start happening any day now. The program is going to run through the end of next year, so it'll go through December 2014, and by then we should have all 1,000 installed.
So do the people find you? Do the utilities find the people? I mean, do they just go to the people who organize the LIHEAP program in their area? Is that how they get in?
Yes, good question. So the utility companies are actually targeting outreach to eligible homes based on the low-income programs that they run. They're then referring those programs over to us, and we're referring those to our LIHEAP providers. So there's a little bit of a pre-screening that's occurring to ensure that the homes that come in are already eligible for the program.
All right, solar water heating for 1,000 California homes at no cost, low-income homes. Rachel Arizola is Chief of Legislative and Public Affairs for CSD, California's Department of Community Services and Development. Rachel, thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having me.
You bet. Good to have you. That'll do it for this hour of the Jefferson Exchange. Hour two coming up, we'll talk to the author of the book about Occupy Wall Street, Thank You, Anarchy. That's coming up.